Steve, thanks. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Dane Neal. You know Dane from On the Road with Dane. What was that noise?
That was a scary noise,
I think
it was
Dane.
Just general excitement bubbling over. But with a just a tinge of respect for the situation in America.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well said. You have met former President Bush, the late President Bush, more than one occasion, right?
Yeah, just over, you know, you get a chance. Some people, I used to do some D.C. speech writing and some other stuff, and friends at the White House, the executive chef, Christetta Comerford, the pastry chef, and some other people. And I ended up finding myself, and this was, I don't think about this very often to mention it until he was in the news again, but yeah. As people kind of share their experiences and kind of him as a personality, you see him so much on a world stage and kind of parodied, and he went with it. Great. Dana Carvey,
boy,
right?
Did he ever play along. He really did.
The Big Broccoli Lobby, maybe not fans, but I think the rest of America thinks that
broccoli.
A lot of great things about him. And so this ended up being, it was like the morning of the inauguration, W's second inauguration. So,
yeah.
And so in the White House mess, which is kind of the lunchroom sort, but it's kind of big, not super big like a restaurant, but like a diner cafeteria thing. And you can go down there and order whatever at the tail end of a breakfast. He came bounding down the stairs. You mentioned off there like Tigger. It was exactly like Tigger bouncing on a tail. And so this was, I said it was January of 2005. And he was like, hey there, you know, and he came down and he was just super excited as of course he would be, right? This is a big day for the family,
sure.
Certainly a fun and a festive day for him. And so he takes his hands on both sides of his coat and he whips his coat open. And his sport is dressed in a suit.
Yeah.
And the lining of his coat was an American flag.
Really?
Yep. And at the time I thought to myself, should he be doing that? You know, I thought of like Hacksaw Jim Duggins with like a flag bandana or something. I'm like, is that a respectful way to do it? I'm like, well, hey, he's former president, he can do what he wants. But a fun guy, just a guy who was really, you know, super supportive and supportive of his family, obviously.
Of course.
But you know, just
excellent.
Like a fun and funny guy, right?
I wonder how many people got to see that the lining of his coat that particular day was the American flag. I don't remember it being anywhere.
He seemed pretty open to showing it off.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm guessing not very many. So I'm hoping that maybe people can hear that. And that's just an extra little insight into the fun side of HW.
Take a second to talk about that. He came out and said that he has nothing but disdain for broccoli, not a fan of broccoli.
And
people are like, oh, you can't say that. You got to have vegetables. That's important for kids to hear that you like it. But he held true to that. He didn't like broccoli.
In this day and age, Bill, and you mentioned it, like with the opiate, you know, whatever kind of
the crisis
that we're going on, I think it's okay. I think there should be a list, maybe a whiteboard that you sit down with, thing it's okay to be against and hate, you know, bad, you know, cronyism, whatever you want to
right.
do, even different,
right.
different poisons, you know. But they're like broccoli, because then you've got to think if you're in the broccoli, let's say you're a broccoli farmer.
And you hear that.
And you're just like, come on.
Right.
Like, what do we got to deal with here?
Right.
He's basically
is it good for business?
Yeah. I mean, Jelly Bellies, that's one thing you could say, like, you know, with moderation, right? Reagan with those.
Yeah.
So I love them, but maybe you don't eat so many if you want teeth, right? But broccoli, that's not a downside there.
All right. The holidays, of course, are here. Here they are. Welcome to the holidays.
Hi, holidays.
Wendy Woo! Says hello.
Again.
So you tell us, what can we do gift-wise when it comes to food and drink around the holidays?
This isn't necessarily a tell us. This is like a, let's, you know, come to kind of a meeting of the minds on alternatives. We have bucked some systems here during this segment, whether it's the pumpkin spice, whether it's, you know, the obligated turkey situations, you know. And I think on the gift side, when it comes to Christmas, you know, you have people who are food fans out there and want some foodie kind of gifts. I love the ideas of experiences, not necessarily as opposed. Not necessarily an either or guy, but you know, experiences, you know, to be able to kind of get stuff that you can either, you know, get out there and enjoy. Maybe you can learn, you can travel, you can see, as opposed to just, you know, a pot and pan set or a new ladle or a sweater.
I like the pot and pans. I like ladles. I don't like sweaters.
So hold the sweater, but I think it could be something that people should consider, whether it's some of those things that kind of keep the gift going, right? You know, for us,
that's a nice gift.
What, pots and pans?
I like that.
No, because
I mean,
you do use it all the time,
yes.
And you think about how you got it. I get that. It's not like a sweater or a tie that sits there and maybe gets used.
Right.
Or maybe finds its way to the table during a garage sale. But I like the ideas of either things that you can look forward to or things that you can experience throughout the year. We talked about some of those kind of subscription services for the dinners, you know, whether it's the Blue Aprons or whether it is
HelloFresh.
Yeah. And they've all got kind of different niches that they stick to or some of the benefits. You know, it's all for, let's say, Blue Apron, it's a little bit more expensive. There's a little bit more on the prep time, but I think you can chalk it up to that you're learning some stuff. You'll do Moroccan chicken or lamb vindaloo or some other things that you may not necessarily do, whereas HelloFresh, you can choose your calories, and it's kind of like a step above Seattle Suttons. You know, the lady that comes on and says, like, you don't know how to make food. You don't know how to eat. I'm going to bring it to you. You just open it up, and you eat it from her. Here, you participate. You get involved. If you like to cook, this is cool for you.
It's fun.
We're monitoring the services for President Bush, and President Bush Jr. will be speaking soon. But while we're waiting for that to happen, what are your thoughts on Blank of the Month Club, Beer of the Month Club, Wine of the Month Club, Toast of the Month Club? What are your thoughts on these places?
Well, I love those for some of the reasons that we've shared. If you find something that your person, you know, your gift recipient really enjoys, and then you can go ahead and kind of have that where they're going to get sort of a Christmas gift, like, you know, once a month. I think what you need to do is a little bit of research on it. Make sure that the stuff that they get is good, you know, or something that'll fit. Maybe do some, you know, kind of a strategic questioning and that kind of stuff. But I think those are good. Whether it was like the Cigar of the Month Club from a long time ago, if you can find one that's doing it and kind of curates stuff from some of the best places, I think it's a good deal.
I have to say, years ago, my in-laws gave me a Beer of the Month Club subscription. So, of course, 12 packages
so first
arrived
Blatt's,
throughout the year.
Then Blatt's was first. Then Schlitz. Yeah. Everything was like at the TZ.
It was a cut rate one. So, of the dozen, four were great, four were average, and four were horrible. I guess that's typical, right? That's what you're going to get.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be, especially if they're going to go with like an elevated.
It should be better.
Yeah, it should be better. So you check that out, because some they're obligated to take, you know, so maybe they're spending a little bit more money on those good ones, and then they're kind of making
throw
up that.
Throw some clinkers in.
On the clinkers.
Yeah.
We're talking to Dane Neal.
Tim, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Sometime between now and the end of this hour, you'll have a chance to win a nice gift package from Omaha Steaks. Delicious stuff. Dane Neal is sticking around to talk about food gifts. Dane, where were we
exactly? Well, when it comes to Omaha, I think you have to add, because you think about steaks, obviously known for the meat, the great meat, the value, right, that you can get. But they make a pretty mean tartlet. And I think they should change the name to Omaha Tartlets. That's just my suggestion.
I'll suggest that to the Board of Regents over there. You were mentioning that experiences are a great gift. Food experiences. Define what that means exactly.
Okay, so it's kind of a double-edged sword. So I agree with Wendy on the, you know, let's do and not either or, because you want stuff that you can open and enjoy during the holiday. Because it's one thing if all you get is envelopes filled with literature about things you're not doing for
but
months.
But will in the future. right,
exactly. But there are some great ways to kind of, you know, give people things that they would love to do, whether it's, you know, a trip to go ahead and experience some of the greatest food festivals. And certainly we can recommend some of those, whether it's New York City Wine and Food, or whether it's the Classic at Aspen or South Beach. You can get a little bit of a vacation in there, right? With the backdrop of not only great food, but a great food festival and meeting and interacting with some of your favorite personalities. So those are really cool. And some of the things that we'd suggest, and we'll have a link for some of those. Some things are a little more immersive. So Myron Mixon, you know, we've had him in.
Yeah.
He is the winningest man in barbecue. Just ask him. He'll tell you.
Yeah.
He'll be the first guy to say that. But he does his Jack's Old South is the name of his company and his dad's barbecue company. And they do their own cooking school. And so it's like a 3-day sort of like, you know, culinary boot camp.
All barbecue related cooking or a little bit of everything?
Well, you know, I think the suggestion, but if you're thinking if there's going to be like a tartlet breakout session, is that what you're thinking?
It's a great band name.
I'm thinking they it focuses on, and here's the thing too, is it focuses on the barbecue side, and it's the kind of thing you can get in there and you can learn to enjoy it and be able to experience a lot of those techniques and tricks and certainly flavors in your backyard. But also there are people that do that. They learn from him. And then they go off on the competition circuit and do that as well. So I'm guessing it's probably meat focused, but I'm sure there's some desserts kind of built into that. And it's over the course of 3 days, and you know, and you get a chance to do that. And it's not that expensive for some of these things. You know, I think for, let's say, a classic at Aspen, it might be $2,000 for the entire maybe 4 days, but it's kind of all inclusive in a bunch of different ways. You got your accommodations you have to take care of and getting out there, and you could certainly drive. It's a great drive through the mountains, but the events are food as well. So you're not thinking, okay, well, now I got to go eat because you're at these, you know, Grand Cru's or tasting seminars and things like that. So you get to get a chance to eat. Some are less expensive. You know, South Beach isn't all that expensive. We have a lot of great stuff here. You could even take a pizza making or, you know, cheese making class here at Eataly and have sort of that.
I got to do that.
That would be fun.
You should do that. If you guys would like to do that, and you should check out, you know, all the different things you can do, from whether it's the pairings, the cheese making, pizza making, and you leave there with, I think, some fun skills that you can do at home. So it isn't just you're going out to eat, you're enjoying something.
Right.
You're kind of learning things that you can either kind of add to what it is that you do. And then it goes all the way. So there's companies out there, and on the road with Dane at Gmail, if people want to email places that they would like to go.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of different things. But you can do anything from, you know, traveling to Tuscany and, you know, making raviolis at the foothills of a mountain, or going and, you know, foraging for truffles and all that kind of stuff. Almost anything you want to do, even if it's just one person. Let's say it's just you and you want to be one of those kind of solo world travelers, or you and a couple, or even a group and a family.
Yeah.
You can find ways to do it. And, you know, and I think, and Steve does those kind of things.
Steve Bertrand Travel,
right. You know, it's not necessarily focused just on the culinary, but I'm sure that's a huge part
of it,
of what they experience.
What do you think about these places that sell cookware that also a couple nights a week have classes? Have those been successful, do you know?
Well, I think in order to enhance whatever your retail situation, you know, whether it's like the is it like Butcher Block or whatever, you know, where they've got, where they'll host things. And I think anytime you can bring people in, and even, you know, one of the sponsors of our show, Backyard Barbecue Store. So it sells a bunch of barbecue equipment, but they have
Evanston.
Yes, in Wilmette.
Very
close.
Yeah.
Wilmette is a suburb of
just off
Evanston.
Of Green Bay Road.
Yeah. And they do those kind of events, Bill.
Packer fan.
Well, they'll bring people in, and they will they'll host, whether it's instructional things or maybe just different, you know, beers and tastings and pairings and things like that. And I'm sure on the retail side, at some point, people are looking around saying,
oh, yeah,
I'd like one of those. And maybe that's another way for them to enhance their business.
Definitely.
Jim was just asking me what he could get me for Christmas, because I'm sorry, if there's something I want, I usually get it throughout the year. You know, I really don't need anything.
Yeah.
But that's a good idea to do like a cooking class together or something.
It is and oftentimes they'll have a little bit of wine in there, and they build in fun. So it isn't work. It's not like come and help someone move.
Right.
Do the dishes.
Come and paint Larry's house. You know, it's not like that. They build it
that
in.
That would be fun too.
Painting Larry's house. There's so many restaurants, though, Chinese restaurants, French restaurants, German restaurants, that one day a week or one day every other week will have a class to teach you how to. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are more places that are doing that. It depends on what you've got facilities-wise. It depends also on what you've got as far as personalities that work there. Sometimes if you've got, you know, if it's Rick Bayless, you've got yourself, you know, an entertainment space and a known personality that people would love to spend time with and learn from.
Mm-hmm.
He certainly has a lot to say. And then some places, you know, if they've got great facilities, they'll host that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
When it comes to some of the other things, favorite stuff like Gold Belly. So think about that, goldbelly.com. This is we've all heard about, you know, whether it's like, hey, you can order, you know, your favorites from Chicago, right?
Sure.
If you move to Arizona.
Your favorite pizza, your favorite chocolate hot dogs.
Some White Castle.
Right.
Whatever kind of stuff, they'll put it in the bag for you. Well, Gold Belly is gone, and they have kind of curated some of the favorite things from cities all around the country, and then they'll ship it to you. So, and that's a way to maybe build your own of the month club and also kind of world tour at the same time.
Good ideas, Dane. Very good ideas. That's Dane Neal. Dane, the next time people hear you this weekend?
Yes. Yeah, we'll be on 2 p.m. on the road with Dane. We've got an eclectic show. We're going to have Carla Hall on. We're going to talk cars, get this, and this kind of fits into the politics side. We're not going to talk a lot of politics. We'll talk some travel with Anthony Scaramucci is going to be on.
Mm-hmm.
Really? The Mooch?
We're going to talk some cars and some food and some travel with
them. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I think
good.
So.
Nice to see you. It's Dane Neal, everybody.
Thank you, Dane.
Thanks, Dane.
Thank you.
A little break, and then your chance to win a great gift package from Omaha Steaks coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.